on the schedule today is the constitutional amendment to the second amendment. We have Senate Joint Resolution 6, introduced by Senator Kelly, and Senate Joint Resolution 57, which was introduced by the governor. I'd like to go off the record for a minute. At this time, committee members present include Senators Letter, Elias, and Stinson, and Fisher. Senator Bradley's not present at this time. Also present is our professional assistant, Nancy Grossack, and permanent secretary, Laura Fleming. And by the way. We have two resolutions before us. One of them is the governor's, and it's been suggested that the governor's might be quite an affront to the legislature to that it took a lot of nerve to even submit an amendment. And it would be my thought, unless anyone had different thoughts, of you. Use Senate Joint Resolution 6 as a basis for any action to take. Is there any objection to that?
Not at all. You want a motion?
Could you have a motion to that effect?
Yeah, I move that, that we have Senate Joint Resolution 6 before us.
Thank you. Without objection, so ordered. Okay, we have 6 before us. Important. Paper is the long sheet, horizontal sheet that's in your folder at Senate Joint Resolution 6 that summarizes the suggestions that have been made so far on the length of session. There's also at the very end a folder on the Resolution 6. List of other states. Here's the note of sessions there. Session about the seventh column, eighth columns limitation on session. That's a better one though.
Better one looks like this Madrid back because on SDR 6. It's the last one.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, question, I guess, that I think is fairly important for us to address when we look at the session limitation is, after we've established what that link should be, I think 120 days is a realistic figure, that is it necessary to have a provision for a continuation of the legislature? And of course, this bill doesn't provide it. I'm just trying to decide from the information we have before us whether most states that did have a limitation also had a provision for an extension of the legislature. It seems to me like that. The mechanism that the governor had provided, in my opinion, would be virtually no mechanism at all. Both houses could just decide they need to keep it on. I personally think I prefer just 120 days, same guy, and that's it. It's over. And I, for myself, it would be valuable to at least look at and discuss whether there are some other valid reasons for why extension might need to take place, and how could that be done in the most difficult fashion possible, so it's not often used, whatever you need that to be available.
In terms of background, I would just say that the Constitutional Convention reviewed this issue. The question of session length was thoroughly debated, and at that point, there was an expectation that sessions would be relatively short, that once the state government was established, there might be 60-day sessions or even less. At the same time, there was a very strong feeling that the business of state should not be artificially limited. So in line with sort of modern political thought, political science thought, there was no session limit established at all, assuming that the good judgment of the legislature would cause adjournment whenever, you know, the earliest possible moment. The experience of other states or the provisions in other states are very hard to really understand unless you know exactly when they were adopted, what changes have been made over the years. Many of those were way, way back. And quite a few states have eliminated session length limitations in more recent decades. So that you really have to analyze the trend, which way it's going. And the argument for extension, it has been to counteract the argument against session limit, which has been that there very often is for special interests that don't want action by the legislature, so they may just play the legislature off in certain ways to make sure that legislation is simply held up to the deadline, and then it just dies, no matter how important and so on. Plus, there's the argument made, and we could have this argument made, that the legislature may have critical problems, just like over recent years, issues have come up on how Petco at the last minute, and the deadline was looming, and all sorts of things happened, like you would know that better than But the pressures were on to an adjournment. So essentially, this appears to be a compromise to have a length of session limit, but to the leeway for the legislature to escape. And that's pretty much a testimony that people like Bill Miles, for instance, who essentially sponsored a popular referendum on the subject. He even went for a simple majority, but he was the only one who suggested a simple majority of each house for extension.
After 90 days?
Each one of them 20 days. The referendum was 120 days with 10-day extensions by the majority of voters by each house, which seem pretty liberal.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to comment on the issue also. I served with the governor, and he's always been a proponent of limitation. But my recollection on the issue over the years has been that the compromise then that seemed to evolve was a combination of all these. The termination date is arbitrary. You can go from 90, 95, 100, 120, whatever the case may be. But on the point of the extension provision, my recollection has it that the compromise that evolved there to address some of the fears that Senator Stimson talked about was to copy exactly the provisions of special sessions, thereby necessitating both houses to again come to a compromise as what was going to be finalized on the extension period. Because the governor still has the ability to call a special session for his items. For us, both houses then would view those priorities they wanted, and as best as the system has it resolving those kind of conflicts, that's what would come out and could only be addressed on the extension. And it, in my opinion, it's an effective way of wiping out the one major fear that everybody has that lobbyists, through the tactics of time, can accomplish their end result.
Would you provide for extension, but limiting to specific topics?
To specific topics. The extension could be on a call, period, similar to same provisions that are in the governor's call of a special session. This item and that item and that item. That's it.
In other words, if the budget isn't finished, it could just be the budget.
Right. But see, generally, to get unanimity between both houses on a specific issue is next to impossible. It's usually resolved through a free conference situation. So one house wants to raise taxes, the other don't. One house will include, we want to address the tax issue. And there's where, but what it does is, whether you address it or not, it makes its focal point. Somebody's going to get it.
I'd love to get the company constitutional
statement. Senator Bishop,
I thought once, during Hammond's last term in the Senate, that we were going to get this because that compromise had been hammered out, and it, for all practical purposes, eliminated the major argument that a lot of people had in those days.
Uh-huh. Special sessions may be called by the governor or by a vote of two-thirds of the legislators. The vote may be conducted by legislative council as prescribed by law. And special sessions called by the governor, legislation shall be limited to subjects designated in this proclamation. Now, a legislative call is not a limited call.
Yes, it is. That there has been a ruling on that. Yeah.
How could it be a rule? I mean, this is very specific.
I can't answer the legal parts of that, although there has been an attorney general's determination that if the legislature calls itself in, it must be for an item specific.
Has the legislature ever called itself
in? Well, we came real close.
We came close, but two-thirds is impossible.
That's the reason that opinion is fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
That special session we had on the income tax, the legislature almost convened itself. But my recollection was that it had to be for an item certain.
For a for the record, Senator Bradley is present.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman, if something came up.
It's on the record, you guys know Bradley.
It's good.
The new rules provide that the record will show who's present.
Yes. I guess we need that.
We don't show who's best.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to address, you know, the extension of the session. I'm convinced that with a sudden death provision, that whether it's 9 days, 100 days, 120, 150, whatever it might be, that there might be a period of adjustment, but I'm confident that these problems we see that we might need extensions in certain areas will resolve themselves into that time frame and so forth. So in other words, we can think of all types of things that could fall with which we might have to come back or extend the session for a certain subject. But if we know that we're going to be adjourned in 30 or 40, 50 days from that particular period, we're going to adjust our priorities so these things will become a problem that will be handled before we adjourn. I think the one thing we're overlooking too is that as far as limitation of a session, I know there's a lot of people in my particular area who are preempted from becoming interested in serving legislature primarily because they're not sure how long they're going to be here. And we're disenfranchising a large segment of people. And if they know what the ground rules are before they get into the game, I'm sure they're going to have a lot more interest in being a part of it. I guess probably the most important issue we can look at.
Right. Chairman, comment. Dick says that was discussed at some great length also, and you know, it's surprising to read the governor's proposal now. Apparently he's had some changes of heart from the earlier days, but there was also a limitation on the number of extensions that you could have, and in those days no more than two extensions to accommodate that problem that you're talking about. Everybody knew the maximum that they could be out. You could be out anytime soon. But in those days, he was proposing, instead of 15 days like he is now, 2 7-day extensions. Total maximum. The reason the extension is needed, Dick, was the arguments that Terry made again, that you can use time with one individual, hold it. You can get up on the floor and complain the bill isn't moving, we're running out of time, if it isn't addressed, and that's the end of it. But come the extension period, you got to list it.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of
that sudden death, you'd be out of luck.
Chairman, but it's a matter of everyone understanding it's going to be sudden death, and they better the troops. If you have the majority of the membership of both parties interested in a certain subject, it's going to come up front before the session adjourns. If they know that, they're not going to get another shot at it.
No.
And I'm convinced that by leaving places to escape, we're just, you know, prolonging the agony. I think that, but if we know we should be done with it, certainly
I'm sorry.
Everyone else has some type of limitation placed upon them. And I don't know why the legislative body themselves can't make these basic ground rules and live by them. It might be difficult for the first couple of years, but once they know that they're into that ballgame, I think they'll adjust their thinking.
Before you jump in, could I ask a question? Would you be satisfied if there were a 100-day limit on sessions with, let's say, extensions not to exceed 2 of 10 days each, which would make for a maximum of 120 days, but we would set the target at 100, it would still accomplish what you're looking for.
Well, I think we're just playing games with ourselves when we do something like that, because we know we're going to use 120 days. And, you know, as far as resolving the problems we have within with an unlimited session, I've been back to at least a half a dozen special sessions,
yeah.
More than that probably. So you don't resolve these things even with an unlimited length of session. So we might go back into a special session. We're going to do it anyway.
Chairman, I'm sorry, Terry. I just want to address that one before I lose my train of thought on the one big fear that you have with the sudden death is that lobbyists, in fact, can control the legislative process because you're at the mercy of one individual. If the committee chairman won't hear the bill, you're left in ragging forever. And the way majorities are generally constituted over the years, they don't have sufficient power to get themselves their two-thirds vote. So therefore, it's going to go no place, even if the majority wanted it. You've allowed them to just lobby a very few people to hang tough to stop what you want. With the extension where you have to publish it, you bring it out into the open.
Let the record show that Senator Spencer just made that last statement.
if I may respond, Mr. Chairman, that sword cuts two ways. I've sat over here a hostage. Many of us have wanting to get out of this damn world and get back in the real world. You want to try to make a living. And they hold your feet to the fire until you have to concede. Now that's just turning it around, see? So it works both ways. Some people can stay here a whole damn year. And if they're going to, it's a waiting game, they're going to win the ball game.
Seems to
most
me
of us can't do that.
The real problem that we face with this process is that the role of most lobbyists is to stop legislation. And they can do that fairly effectively, or more effectively, the shorter the session is. And that's the problem we really face. Now, I am in complete agreement with your statements there. And this discussion's been valuable for me because I'm intrigued by the thought of having a specific topic that would allow the legislature to continue on so that the role of the lobbyist, just stop that legislation, stop it, would provide more time for the legislature to go ahead and focus exclusively on that issue and really deal with it. And it may be the kind of issue that the governor would never call a special session on. It's just got to be dealt with because of the way things have evolved in the process. I'm not sure that I'm sold on that idea, but it makes sense to me as I analyze what Mike is saying.
A carte blanche extension of time did nothing more than fits into what Dick is saying. You just extended time because there's no mandate. And what do you want to get done? Well, geez, we're not done here. Oh, here's what has to be done.
Seems to me that I lost my point about it. That's going to make a good point to put the point in.
Write down good point. By saying that they lie.
Good counterpoint.
Just sitting in the sidelines here, it sounds like your hesitation, Dick, wouldn't be. I think we're fairly effectively met what Mike and Terry are talking about. If there were a limit beyond which there could only be, let's say, limited extension and for specific topics only.
Man, then you couldn't be right out there for the world to see why you stayed longer.
That's one method of doing it, but I'm not ready to accept the fact that the lobbyists are controlling the legislature. I think that if that's the fact, the problem might be better addressed in the rules of the legislature itself rather than a limitation session.
I don't think the point is they're controlling. I think by virtue of the role, I'm absolutely convinced that it works to their advantage in most cases for us to get out of here early. Because their purpose is to make sure that a piece of legislation doesn't get through. That doesn't mean they're in control or anything else, but it's sure a lot easier in this process to stop something than it is to keep it moving.
But, you know, I'm submitting that even though there's a few key people stopping these particular bills from going through the system, the system's, you know, twisted. So his problem might be better addressed by changing the rules of the ballgame just a little bit more than we have in this last year or two. When things were sitting in rules, as you remember when you were rules chairman for, you know, things that a lot of us wanted out, we couldn't get out because of the power structure.
Yeah.
And those things could not be addressed as the length of session should be addressed, the legislative rules.
Yeah. Chairman, you know, recalling back the multitude of arguments that went on, I think what we're beginning to put ourselves into now is we're trying to legislate methodology. I remember Hammond's presentation on his proposal that when we got off into that area, that what he envisioned occurring after a limitation was set in place was that you would have a change in the mode of operation of the legislature, and I stand to be corrected on statement, but my recollection seems to say that he made a statement that said he could even envision bills during one session and bills being addressed during the second half of the session. And this would be the evolution process to fit within that time constraint. So I know what you're saying, but I can also see there would be an evolution of how to handle these things. It would just occur.
The proposal on extension, what was your recommendation? 2/3?
Yeah, 2/3 vote. That makes it tough.
Of each body, right.
That makes it tough.
And you also not agree that Governor Shane entered into that situation?
No. He has at his disposal the methods constitutionally to call us back.
Well, we also have that authority to do that.
But we should have, I think, paralleling. I've ended up in seeing and reminding him of that part of it. In those days, he was advocating we should be co-equal, and we should have at our disposal a methodology by which we could address those issues we thought were important.
Can't imagine he feels different right now.
One doesn't read like a couple that he did have in. They're pretty close.
When you go from lieutenant governor to governor, are you going to feel the same way as you do now?
There's always a way to work it out.
He's still a legislator.
Put it on tape.
You see that statewide answer?
I have one question to those of you who participate in special session. I understand that it requires 15 days before a special session can be convened. Where is that derived from? It's not in the Constitution, is it?
No, it's, Vic, I don't know, you helped write it. My understanding was that was part of the constitutional mandate, a 15-day notice. And the rationale for it was because of the vast area. You know, you just couldn't get these people back. Even a guy like Ford coming from Rome, taking 2 days to get here, no matter how you try.
Which is
a
second figure. Yeah. Noted.
Which isn't 15 days.
No.
I was actually just looking at it because one of the counterpart thoughts here is that assuming that we don't go along with the governor's proposal, he has any role if an extension is provided for. It was suggested that the period between the regular session and a special session could be reduced to 3 days. Nels Anderson, as I remember, proposed that. He said limit session or special sessions to Hammond provide for less than current 15-day delay before it's back. So maybe the governor should be given an opportunity to call a special session if the legislature doesn't extend itself.
But I would see that as being disruptive, because we're the ones making the decision that we need additional time to finish our deliberations, and that should not occur with an interruption.
I agree. There
technically,
should be no
you'd be off the payroll and everything. People would want to go back home. You can't hang around here. I think there should be the signing guy in motion, and then an automatic reconvening.
What's the law again?
When you're here at 107 days, 97 days.
But Senator Bradley, I'm not sure you've caught up to what the debate is about. We started off by deciding that we will work with Senator George Resolution 6, that that will be the basis for whatever action the committee will take, mm-hmm. rather than the governor's resolution. And now we've been discussing what kind of a limit would a basic question I'd like to address. Is there anyone on the committee who feels that we should not propose a constitutional limitation on sessions? Okay, so we agree that we'll put out something. Okay. Could I ask a question, since we've had a good debate going here, which is really necessary lies at this point. Would you go along with an extension based on the discussion and having a limitation on subject matter and having a limitation on how much time an extension would be provided? Would you still feel that there should be no extension?
Well, I prefer a sudden death. I'm convinced that would work, but on the other hand, if you require a two-thirds, like we've had many people suggest, both bodies, and with or without a limited agenda, it's, number one, it's going to be very difficult to get two-thirds. It's going to be like trying to get two-thirds to call a special session. So that, in effect, might limit the session itself. But if we're going to do it with a two-thirds majority in the House, I think we should at least have, if we're talking about time, we should be over 100 or 110, maybe 120 days before we ask for the extension, because we just might not get it. We should be fine with me.
Mr. Chairman, I'll listen quite a bit to sort of fill in, and then I was a little late. My personal opinion is that we should have 90 days, and the governor can call it, as he currently can, or a majority of each house can call it, not with his approval. We can do it on our own. He can call it without our approval, and we can call it without his approval if we have two-thirds in both houses. But there should be a maximum of not more than two 15-day extensions, and they make it 90 days rather than 120, which would end up being close to the same thing, but with two extensions, maximum.
Did you say simple majority?
And
the House?
The same as he has here, a majority. I said two thirds, a majority.
Each House?
That's what it says here in both bills.
I guess probably better than say two thirds. Majority.
We have one sheet that summarizes suggestions by various people.
Two-thirds vote?
Yeah.
Most of majority of both houses? Bill Miles. Two-thirds vote? Dallas Anderson. Two-thirds vote? Michael Chamber Connery. What do most people prefer? Has this been discussed?
Well, that's essentially where we are. We're going wrong.
Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that the governor's bill is resign with the full knowledge that this session is not going to get done in 90 days. You know, it just, I don't happen to believe that a 90-day session is realistic, and it doesn't look to me like the way that that bill is designed, that he does either. I'm not convinced that that we need a full 120 days. But it seems to me like we're much better off to have a realistic figure like that than to have something like 90 days where we have to have an escape provision for an extension.
What would you say the realistic figure?
Oh, I think I would. 120 days is. I think that's a realistic figure. There's no reason why we can't get our work done and get out of here in 120 days and have no reason to have an extension unless something really critical transcended, you know, the need to get out early.
Mike, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the number has to be tempered with a little bit of the reality until, you know, the process evolves itself. The 120 seems to be a magic number. It seems to be tolerable by most folks. What I'd like to see us consider maybe is a session of 105 days. Then if you have the two extensions, you're down to your 120-day provision. I don't think extensions will occur myself because, you know, you're going to be out in front of God and everybody to get that extension, especially if you go with the limited agenda. If you don't put the limited agenda provision in the extension, then anybody can make any excuse they want. You can solicit support from every little special interest group that, yeah, our stuff hasn't been done yet. You'll literally see no extensions occur unless it's of major impact. And the reason I picked 105 is the temper of realism again. Most guys are going to rent places down here. They do. They come out getting even months in hand instead of days. Days constituting half a month.
That gets you to May 1. It's my home time for my birthday.
Okay.
What are we looking at? Well, of course, you know, I think we should be realistic about the length of sessions because, you know, we haven't had 120-day sessions for a number of years.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see us put us in a situation where we're going to have to every year as a matter of routine ask and get an extension to get our work done. There's no point in, you know, cutting ourselves up. We should be realistic and get a reasonable length of time which we think we can do it. I think we can 120 days. And then beyond that, which would be an emergency thing, two-thirds, I would think two-thirds would be more of acceptable majority for those of us who want certain death. And a simple majority simply won't work because that's what we're doing now. In effect, that's what we're doing now. But I think 120 days, I think the public would accept that, and we wouldn't be in a box where we'd have to ask for an extension every year as a matter of routine, which makes us look bad every once every year. We look bad enough as it is.
Would you limit the extensions? If so, how?
Well, if you can get two-thirds, majority of each body to vote for more than one extension, you're going to have a real serious problem on the second extension, and maybe you might have to have it. But I don't think that you get the first one.
Well,
I honestly don't think that.
Let's see,
we're putting in about a limit, 7 days.
Of the length of the session itself?
Of the additional amount.
Additionally, there would have to be a limitation on that. I don't have any suggestions on that.
Suggestions we've had so far are 10 days, 15 days, might suggest 7.
We'll get another full week.
Well, 1 week ought to do it, you know.
All right.
One extension.
If you go for the 120, then you're looking at a 127-day session if you use the extension. Personally, I don't think extensions will be used, because I don't know who's going to want to take the heat. With the item specific, Terry, if it's just an automatic extension, they'll happen. But item specific, man, you got to hang out and say, here's what we're going to address.
You also go along with the limited agenda for certain extension.
Certainly.
Okay. Terry, just to finish yours, you hadn't gotten into the extension of how long, how many, or what majority, and what a limited agenda.
Now, what I would, I think what sounds better, 120 days, a limited agenda for 7 week with 2/3 required for an extension.
7 days. Mm-hmm. One of 7 days.
Mm-hmm. If you're talking about 120 days,
sure. Here's how that's going. You got to really.
You get 2/3 votes. You go wrong.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was hoping we'd get a majority. I'll take the same thing that Terry. First one would be 90 with possibility, maybe a simple majority on the first extension and a 2/3 majority on the second. But I think maybe Terry's got to think of that. But allow 120 have one extension.
Yeah, okay. I'm willing to go along and we'll get something back.
Now, before we leave that, Mr. Chairman,
right,
I would like to have us be a little bit more knowledgeable on a 15-day for special session. It does seem to me like we get in a situation like we've been in the past where we really would like to be able to, as long as we're here, go ahead and call a special session. If we could do it in 3 days' time, we'd be willing to stick around and do it. We've got to wait 15 days if it comes on.
I know it's not a constitutional provision.
That we have to do it.
It's got to be here.
That was discussed many times also over the years. I don't know how you would do it, because the Constitution does provide that that's a right he has to call a special session. Now what you want to do is say that, limit that power by saying he can only call it within a given time. Time specific from the time the legislature adjourns.
I think
it's the reverse. See, now he has to wait 15 days.
Right.
And I'm saying, if he could call it again within 3 days...
Terry, I can
have remanded on his hands.
If Vic says it's not constitutionally mandated, that time, I don't know where it came from, but...
Well, let's find out.
Somewhere it's clear to me.
Think about this special session we had last summer. And there's no reason that we all left and then had to come back, because we knew we were going to have to deal with that. We could have just stayed right here and had the special session. The governor would call it in 3 days' time if he could, and we'd have been done. Instead, all of us were inconvenienced to have to come back here, and then, 2 weeks later, to have a special session. And that's the kind of latitude I think the governor needs to have, so we don't have to wait 15 days.
I don't know what that rule is.
I'll check into that.
Well, look, everybody else, all the other agencies and departments put out the regulations. Suppose you send a regulation out of the government office.
It could be a statute, for all I know.
I don't ever remember reading the Constitution either. I've read it many times, but not right recently. But I don't remember reading anything about that.
Yeah. What bothers me a little is that maybe we're shaping the tools that will bring us into a 160-day session. We're trying to get out of those. Now, as an example, what prohibits us from doing 120 days and then going into 2/3 votes of each body to call a special session? So we could have 120 days, and we get another 30 days, and forget about that week.
What do you mean 30 days?
This proposal you mentioned, we can go back into a special session in 3 days by 2/3. So there's no point, if you have 2/3 vote for a special session, no point in opting for the 7 days, you can get an extra 30 days.
A special session is limited to 30 days, so you can just tack another 30 days.
So what we're doing, by sitting here 3 days waiting for a special session, we can actually, instead of being here possibly 127 days, we'll end up being here 150 days.
Well, I understand what you're saying in terms of what the potential might be there. I guess it strikes me as totally unrealistic that, first of all, we'll get two-thirds vote to do any of those things. You know, but especially the two-thirds vote for a special session, I would think would be... I mean, we've never been able to do it. We came the closest, and if we could have ever done it, we should have been able to do it then, and we couldn't do it. So I don't think it's possible. But I do think that we could have saved ourselves a lot of wear and tear. The governor could have called us back in 3 days' time.
He doesn't have to give the 15-day notice.
I agree to that.
Might have hinted at success, but we knew when we were leaving here we had to come back because some things we didn't do.
Precisely.
So
we knew only because of the stubbornness of the government.
See, he told us that. He
the
told
point
us
being that if we could have waited until the first month of this session, it would be the same.
Yeah, but he told us as soon as we adjourned, he was going to call us back. And since we knew that, we could have just stayed 3 days and had our session.
Well, we could have not adjourned and handled that matter he was discussing rather than adjourn and call back.
Right, we didn't know he was serious.
But gentlemen, it is a provision of law in Section 2405-100. The governor may call legislation a special session, issue a proclamation at least 15 days in advance, and so on.
We need to eliminate that.
Legislature may call itself. There's no 15-day requirement for the legislature to do so. So the legislature wouldn't have to, under this provision, even wait for it.
The legislature could convene itself. Mm-hmm.
So all we need is an amendment in another bill to this to eliminate the 15 days.
Or
that's the same title, isn't it?
Or chapter? You know what we might do
is add
some language that would say...
That's in the law. That's in the statute, yeah.
Something about... See, 15 days is realistic if just out of the blue he wants to call a special session. But if he wants to call a special session right after the legislature has adjourned, I mean, that's the only time I want to give him 3 days.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly how to do that, but it seemed to me like we could say 15 days unless he's calling the legislature back immediately after it's adjourned, so they can be recalled within 3 days.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking, trying to phrase too. And you hit it on the head, I think. If we're still in session, wait 3 days on it.
Yeah.
If something comes up later, we find out we made some mistakes, pretty earth-shaking, and we get the 15 days.
At least 15 days.
However you want to work,
give you 2 months notice.
Okay.
At least 15 days.
Yeah.
Minimum of 15 days.
Okay, but we'll have a bill drafted to present to the committee to look over and which would say that if the legislature is still in session, maybe within 24 hours of adjournment or something like that.
Right, back in 3 days?
And otherwise, it would be as long as there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when we're talking two-thirds, we're talking two-thirds vote of each house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the provision for special sessions is two-thirds of all legislators.
Mm-hmm. This bill said each house.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering. That seems to be the preponderance.
Which we would prefer? Two-thirds of each house?
Each house. Otherwise, one house could snow, the other house could snow the same.
It could be 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it'd be equal for each house.
We would need to be concerned that maybe the House is trying to do an end run around this on something. Maybe the Senate would not be ready to adjourn on something. It seemed to me like it would be realistic to be talking about two-thirds of each house.
That seems to be the preponderance of
the
union.
Yeah. Good. Each house.
May I just reiterate this? 120 days, 1 7-day extension, 2/3 vote of each house. Subjects limited?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Subjects limited.
Who to be specified by the governor?
How many ones?
The legislature. Who ever called
by the legislature?
How many subjects?
Legislatures.
Whatever you can get two-thirds vote on.
The governor calls it.
The governor cannot. The governor can only call a special session.
That's what I said.
Okay. At special sessions called by the governor, legislation shall be limited to subjects designated in his proclamation calling the session.
Right.
We could do it limited to subjects designated in the resolution calling the extension or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. If we call it, we limit the subject. If he calls it, he limits it.
It's a subject.
Then you amend the resolution on the floor. We don't have to do vote, and then you
hey, Rick, pass it. We don't have to do like he says in his
bill. You can.
His bill, right?
Can.
57. He says he calls it, or if we call it, at 2/3 in each. He says majority. But we say 2/3 in each house with his approval. I don't think we need his approval. We've got 2/3.
Without his approval.
Right. We're limited.
No, we don't have his approval.
Sure, yeah, the resolution is the floor. You can amend it with a majority vote and then tack your other subject onto it and 2/3 of that. That's going to be fun, isn't it?
Now, will he veto it?
Can't veto a resolution.
Hey, that's a short resolution. Yeah, that's right.
A resolution is just a direction or information.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll go for the extension by Senator House concurrent resolution.
And we can't get the resolution out of rules.
Yeah, that's okay. A very real possibility.
Do you want to meet again, or shall we circulate the... Okay, we'll just circulate the bill for review and signature. I think what we'll do is we'll give you the bill in draft form just to give you a chance to see it before.
Chairman, you know, it's well to hope for the optimum, but no matter what we turn out, there'll be a million floor members.
This requires, two-thirds of the
House is already working on it. We're working on it. Yeah. It'll be a lot of opinions. But I like the one we've got right now.
That's your first battle, so is get two-thirds to put it on.
Yeah. Okay. Let me, apparently, we didn't quite get on the tape. I'll restate once more what it is that we're talking about. We're talking of a session limit of 120 days for regular session with provision for one extension of a maximum of 7 days by 2/3 vote of each house with the subject matter limited by joint resolution.
By the House or whoever calls up the governor?
Well, no, this would have... we're talking about a provision that would apply only to
the legislature.
To the legislature. Clear? Okay. All right. Then we will draft a bill that would deal with the time that will elapse between the end of a regular legislative session and a special session called by the governor to decrease the amount of time to 3 days in case the legislature is still in session or within 24 hours of adjournment.
The waiver, there'd be a waiver to the proclamation of the 15 days if the session is called for within 72 hours of adjournment.
Okay. Let's look at that for a moment. What does that give the governor any factor they leverage over the legislature by allowing him to shorten time? That's necessary. He's going to do it. This allows him to do it.
It allows him to do it.
He can call us and say 30 days
all
now. Yes, but is there any... Would it give him any...
He could say, if you don't do such and such, I'll call you at the special session.
He can say that.
He can say it anyway.
Yeah. And he did.
He said it
consistently last session. We didn't listen. He did it to us.
But what we want to...
We want to know, right, is...
is, since we're here, call it.
That's right.
But he
needed
the time well.
But doesn't necessarily mean he's going to do that. Because 30 days now we're going back.
We should have the way...
Go home and take this thing over and come back 30 days.
Yeah, suffer inconvenience or the extra expense of having to go home.
By allowing this sort of time frame, is it giving him any definite advantage that you can think of?
The only advantage that I see to it is to us. I mean, just like this summer, he wanted to act quickly. He told us we were going to have to come by. And, you know, if we could have just done it in 3 days, we would have all stayed and done it. Because we knew we were going to have to do it. And it, I just can't see any political advantage to him other than a way to expedite being able to hold a special session, which in essence really helps us more than he wants to. Or, helps us mutually.
I agree. I can't say any advantage. Thank you for doing as much as
he threatened us last year, and it doesn't matter whether he calls us back in 15 days or 3 months. You know, if he's going to call us back, he's going to call us back. But it's to our advantage if he can call us back right away.
The fact we didn't include it in what you said there is understood, I guess, that he can call it. We just said
this would revise the law dealing with the government calling it.
What he can't do is extend it.
Right, he cannot extend the regular session because he doesn't now tell the legislature what to adjourn. I mean, he sometimes tells the legislature, but.
Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of threat I think that you're talking about, the 3 days. You know, he could almost essentially be threatening an extension if we repeal something. He could do that now anyway.
Mr. Chairman, we're also taking one other major step in this proposal that is different than tradition right now. Not tradition, it's law. You know, one body can adjourn with the concurrence of the governor. This just strengthens the entire role of the legislature.
How does it strengthen the role of legislature?
Because we've excluded him totally. One House with a 2/3 vote and him don't send us into the extended time.
We've already done.
The language now reads, neither House may adjourn or recess for longer than 3 days unless the other House concurs. If the two Houses cannot agree on the time of adjournment and either House certifies the disagreement for the government, he may adjourn the legislature. In other words, if one House goes to him, and
that's what I'm saying.
So that's going to remain.
That remains the same, with right. One exception on our extensions.
Yeah, this wouldn't really be effective.
Well, I think we have a solution. It might have difference.
We got 14 votes. We got it.
Good luck.
Well, let's go with it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We'll go ahead and draft it. Each of you has a copy of a printout of the status of bills that went through this committee last session. Mm-hmm. So you may want to take that with you.
Went through or is still here?
That went through. Not through the committee. You can each get your own printout of what's in it. Well, it's in the balance. Status report. Next week, we're scheduled. We will not have a meeting on Thursday. Next week, we'll have a meeting on Tuesday and Thursday at 1:30. And we'll be taking up Senate Bills 175, the Ethics Bill, Senate Bill 630, a Legislative Oversight Procedure, and Sunset Law for the Energy Social. And Senate Resolution 20, dealing with Pioneers Home Teleconference Facilities.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking next Thursday was that coal conference.
So that's before the meeting at which we'll take up the ethics bill, we'll have a proposed committee substitute and a sectional analysis to each of you, so you'll have a chance to look a little over in advance. It's fairly long and complicated. My hope is to basically move it on to judiciary. I figure it's going to see much revision anyway, but we can go with their tuition. Okay. Is there anything else to come before us? If not, those hands turn. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.